Okay, women's shiur in Derech Hashem, Sunday, shiur number 54, we'll call it, May 27th, Yud Gimel Sivan, Sunday. Okay, we're in section 2 of Derech Hashem. We're in Perek Dalad, and we're in the middle of paragraph 3. Perek Dalad is talking about how did it happen? What is the what happened spiritually in the world that there's a concept called the chosen people, Bnei Yisrael, Jews, non-Jews? Where does everybody fit in the grand scheme? Where does everybody fit in the grand scheme of things? So he starts telling the story of the world again in the beginning of the fourth parak. He goes through Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was on a whole different plane of existence. It would have been relatively easier certainly for him to reach perfection. And if he wouldn't have sinned, he would have been very closer to reaching perfection, and presumably he would have reached perfection, and then he would have had children, and the children would have been born into a perfect world. Everybody would have had their role. He would have been the root, and they would have been the branches, and everybody has a role to play, but it would have been in the state of perfection that the world is supposed to be in ultimately. But he sinned, and the Ramchal, if you remember a little from the first section, he talked about how physical a person became, how much chomer, physicality, choshech, achiros he calls it, and therefore the whole humankind, the whole human race was on a low madrega, and in that madrega, on the level it's on now, it can't really reach perfection as is, but it still had the ability to sort of break through and climb back to the way things were supposed to be before the chait. And Hashem was like waiting. There was a time limit in history, he says. This is up till just before paragraph 3. He says there's a time limit. Hashem said that Hashem is allowing like for a certain amount of time in history for someone to sort of, you know, grab the torch and be the one to climb back to that level. He can't mean, we said, actually climb back to that level, because ultimately he says Avram Avinu did that, and we know that Avram Avinu was not Adam Arishon Kodem Hachet. The only time in history where there was a window of a glimpse of Adam Arishon Kodem Hachet is when Bnei Yisrael received the Torah, those few weeks until the Egel. They were on the level of no more Misa and Adam Arishon Kodem Hachet. But he means what we know, that and we learned about it in Perek Gimel, that we have the very close potential for perfection. We have to correct a few flaws. We went through all of those corrective devices in Perek Gimel. We learned around 5, 6, 7, 8 corrective devices to get rid of our flaws, but they're all relatively, it doesn't seem minor when you have to live through it, but it's relatively minor. We're ready to call Yisrael Yeshom Chevolam Abba. And the Ramchal's like a major principle, which sounds very scary, but after you read Perek Gimel, it's not that scary, is that to get into Olam Abba, you have to be perfect. And therefore, a way has to be found to deal with all the flaws that we have. And the reason it's so logical to say that you have to be perfect to get into Olam Abba is because we're not talking about Gan Eden. We're not talking about, that Kaf Mos Nayim and how many merits and how many demerits and, what outweighs what. There's no, to get into Olam Abba, you have to be perfect. To get into Olam Abba is a state of connection with Hashem. Hashem is, of course, perfection itself. And if you have a flaw, you're not going to be able to connect. You win the opportunity to get rid of your flaws if you lead a certain life in Olam Hazeh. In Gan Eden, you recharge your batteries, the spiritual batteries, and Hashem recharges. Hashem deals with the flaws either through Yisurim, or through Gehenim, or through a Gilgal, or through piggybacking on the back of a tzaddik. Right, we went through all of those ways. Different ways to get rid of the flaw. But that's already, we're having a flashback now. That's already the Jewish people. That's already Avraham Avinu's descendants. That's already what Avraham Avinu accomplished. So although he talks in absolute sense as if Avraham Avinu picks up the mantle of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, I'm just saying he couldn't possibly mean that, because we know that didn't happen. There was still Misa, and there was still an imperfect world, and a lot of Tikkun Olam is needed, and history still had to play itself out, 6,000 years worth of history. Well, from Avraham Avinu, a couple of thousand less, but still it had to play itself out. So it wasn't. So what he means is that you're muchan lekach, as he likes to say. You're ready for it. That's what we say, kol yisrael leishem chelek olam haba. Kol yisrael does not have chelek olam haba. But, to get in, again, olam haba is not Gan Eden. Olam haba in the Ramchal's world is, as much as we can't even imagine Gan Eden, we certainly can't imagine olam haba, which is a state of becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You become part of Elokus, and it's indescribable. We don't have the tools to understand what it means. We say words, we don't know what it means, but I want to impress that the idea that you have to be perfect is not at all a strange idea when you realize like the enormity of Olam Haba. You realize how it's something that's beyond anything we can possibly imagine, and we can't even imagine Gan Eden. But Hashem is Malei Rachamim, and the good life, if we lead, gets us into the maslul of Hashem having many, many choices to deal with our flaws. In other words, we're on the road. We're on the road to Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chevek Olam Haba. You could mess up. The Mishnah goes on to say, but Baruch Hashem, that's rare. And you see, the Ramchal keeps saying that Hashem is Malei Rachamim, and he figured out, so to speak, I don't really supposed to talk that way. He figured out how to get this way of getting you into Olam Haba, that way of getting you into Olam Haba, and he has another way. And he said, Yisurin, Gehenim, all those things we learned in Perek Gimel. But that is the Jewish people. And now we're flashbacking. We're back to Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. We're in that situation. It would be virtually impossible to climb back and be on the track to Olam Haba. Someone has to come along and have such perfection. And again, he talks in terms of absolute perfection, as if the person is becoming again Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. He can't mean that, because that didn't happen. So he means someone perfected himself to such a degree that he's now going to be the father of a nation, of a people, where Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. We just have to figure out how to get rid of the flaws. but you're on an Olam Haba track. You're a Nefesh Eloki. You're a Bonim Lamakom. You're the children of Hashem. Again, we have a rarefied neshama, and we are on the track, Olam Haba. Yeah.
What does Gaiden have to offer beyond Olam Haba? You said that it's on a higher level.
I wish I knew. Gan Eden is a state of spiritual bliss, but it's not that oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Olam Haba has. So you can go into Gan Eden if the scale is this way, more schusim than Averis. Go into Gan Eden, and the little that Ramchal described to us, he describes more in other Sfarim, by the way, but we're not learning those other Sfarim, we're learning Derech Hashem. It's basking in a spiritual pleasure.
But that's the ultimate destination?
No, the ultimate destination is Olam Haba. And that happens after Tchias HaMeisim, because the Guf is going to be part of that. Because the Guf, in Ramchal's world, the Guf deserves a reward too for doing what it did. The mitzvahs are all things we do with our guf, and Olam Haba is Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, where the guf is very not gashmi. It's something like, you know, malachim also have some sort of guf existence, just not a physical guf. They don't have kidneys and a spleen and ears, but they have its spiritual equivalent, and all that is in Gan Eden. And the Ramchal describes Gan Eden as a stopover. Yeah, we don't do direct flights to Olam Haba. We have a stopover, and during the stopover, Hashem figures out how you're going to get to the destination.
There's two stopovers, Gehenna and Gan Eden, right?
Well, you have a choice, yeah.
Right. So, in Gan Eden, is there rectification also?
Well, the rectification takes place in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes the rectification takes place in this world through Yisurim. Sometimes the rectification takes place because you piggyback on the back of a tzaddik. Sometimes the rectification takes place because you come back in a Gilgal. This is all in Perek Gimel. How Gehenna is one of those ways of rectification. Saying we're not used to thinking of Gehenna as Baruch Hashem, I got into Gehenna. But it really is that. Gehenna is one of the ways. It's 11 months, I guess, of earth time, not of Shemayim time. I don't know. Yeah. And it's 12 months. What did I say? 11 months? No, it's 12 months. Gehenna is 12 months. And then you're perfect. It's mechaper for the flaws that you have. The symbolic kaf mos nayim scale, where more avarice, more mitzvahs, that's the question of Gan Eden or not. Olam Haba, you have to be perfect, and there's Perek Gimel, I'm sorry, like you are, Perek Gimel discusses all of the various ways. Perek Gimel discusses all the various ways. Perek Gimel discusses all of the ways of rectification, of which Gehenna is one of them.
Gan Eden
doesn't rectify. Doesn't wash away an avera. Doesn't wash away the imperfection. Gan Eden is a reward for the spiritual level you're on.
There's no people coming out of Gehenna might come out on a higher level than people sitting in Gan Eden, basically. Let's say the scale tips a little bit.
I don't know. I leave that up to Hashem.
Okay.
It's from the way that Ramchal describes it. I understand what you're saying. But I don't know if you have to be jealous of them. Gehenna is a very, it's excruciatingly painful. It's not, there's a reason it's called Gehenna. It's not a country club. They don't serve you, martinis. the fire of Ganem, the Gemara says the fire, the earthly fire, is 1/60 of the fire of Ganem. And there's 7 Maduras in Ganem. It's not a picnic Ganem. It might be preferable to come back in a Gilgal. It's certainly preferable to not getting into Olam Haba, because then you just cease to exist, and there's no second chance. It's like it's over. So, yeah. I guess if you find that you're going to Ganem, you make a Tova Meitiv and a Dayan Emes.
Right. Do you have the option of choosing?
Ganeidon or Ganem?
No. Gilgal or...
I don't know. You know, there's Hasidus of stories in the storybooks where they give a person a choice. But that's just storybook stories. I really have no idea. The Ramchal keeps saying that Chachmosoch El Yona chooses what's most appropriate for each soul. He doesn't talk about the choice. In the storybooks, there's always a choice, you know. Okay, so now we're getting back, but again, this is all the flashbacks. This is the Jewish people, Azochet to this. But now he's explaining how the Jewish people came about. And who are the Jewish people, and how did Hashem choose them? So he goes back to Adam Marish and Acher HaChet, and Hashem gave a time. We're going to start now paragraph Gimel. We're going to start. We're up to the second paragraph in terms of paragraphs of paragraph Gimel, but we'll go back to the first paragraph of paragraph Gimel, the beginning of paragraph Gimel. The Neiras HaChachma HaElyona HaYisroi, the Chachma HaElyona saw that it would be appropriate Shazeha Heshtadlus, this attempt to climb back up there, Yischalik Lasharashi Van Foyi. In history, there's going to be a tekufa where someone can again become the root, where someone could become the trunk, we'll call it, the root from where everything else comes. Here is Shayya Betchilos Mana Heshtadlus Lasharashim Shebetolados. There'll first be the root tekufa in history, and then there'll be the branches that come out of that. Behind the kiamina anushikulu mankind, hayitzorah hadayin sheyikabe enyonu karoi, has to be established. V'yisukam in atil kulim shenihiyubo, from all the defects that were formed through other marishon's chait. Ulefiseder hahadragah, but it's not one big glob. If nothing else, the Ramchal is very ordered, right? Everything is a system. Everything has steps. One thing leads to another. It's very, very, almost mathematical. It's a very, very ordered universe, the Ramchal's universe. Nothing is haphazard. It's not just, it doesn't have to be that way because Hashem doesn't have to do anything anyway. But it's indicative of the Ramchal's viewpoint of the world that Hashem doesn't do anything. It's just haphazardly. It's not, okay, this is the will of Hashem, that's the will of Hashem, this is the will of Hashem, that's the will of Hashem, without a system. Hashem created systems. Just like he created systems, if you know, physical sciences. So everything is a system. Except if you go deep, 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 deep into quantum mechanics, you know. So that's always, because Hashem is always unknowable. So there's always that element of uncertainty. So the spiritual world is the same. We're 99% of this, just like 99%, probably more, of the physical world. Everything's part of a system. Everything has laws, and everything follows patterns. And that's the physics, chemistry, everything is patterned. So the same in the spiritual world. That's, you know, if you get anything out of Derech Hashem, is that in the spiritual world also has its, I call it spiritual physics. Everything has laws and patterns. So anyway, he keeps using these words. Well, if he say there hadraga, according to the steps that have to be achieved, in ehayaroi, sheikbu barishona, show rashayhem, first come the roots for rashayhem, and the heads shall told us adam of the subsequent descendants, generations of people. Lamu dumadrega mesukenes, the yamdu bohem va'anfehem, and then their branches will take on the same characteristics of, again, he calls it perfection, I call it semi-perfection. Because the branches will automatically have certain qualities. The branch of an apple tree is going to grow apples. I mean, it may not be as in the spiritual world. It may not be as strong as the original tree. It might be a weaker version of it, but it's still going to produce apples. So everything follows that system. So if someone comes along and completes the circle, you know, takes the torch that was, we'll call it, dropped by other Marishon, and says, and achieves a certain, again, I can't say perfection because it never went back to no misa, it never goes back to that, but it's on that maslul to Olam Haba, you're on the path to Olam Haba. So the children will automatically be that way as well. Hashem gave a time in history. He's going to ultimately say, from after the chait of Adam Arishon till Dor HaFloga. Because in Dor HaFloga, he's going to explain 70 nations were formed, and they're all, 70 nations is, they're all the heads of a nation, is their level of whatever level in Avodas Hashem they reached. They represent certain characteristics, their role in history has been figured out, and those are, so that was established at Dor HaFloga. And the 70 nations is a serious business. That's how many nations there really are. Each nation with its own Sar and Shamayim, each nation with its own level of connection, each nation with its role to play in history. And Avram Avinu is there also, and he becomes the nation of the Bonim Lamachom. Shemi sheyizke mechal hanimtsoim ba'osam hazmanim, when you have this window of opportunity, sheyishar zeniftach v'hi b'yodim l'gil zehinyan, v'yachin esasmo karoi, perfects himself appropriately, yikava, he will be established in the shorish echad tov v'yakar. He'll be the diamond. He'll be the one that's, from there will come Olam Haba people. People on a different plane than everyone else in the world. Mucha Ramallah Harama, ready for that great achievement. Haruya Lamishahu Adam B'masav HaTov, which sets you up as, going back to Adam Arishim to Adam Achet. Below Adam B'masav HaMakulko. And not the spoiled Adam of post-faith. Ken Yasek Sheyutan Lo, will also achieve that he'll be able to Lahotzi Toldos of his descendants, Haruyim Lo Kulam Bebechinaso, will also take on that aura. Pirish Boso Madrega Vamatsu Shekvar Hisikhu B'Shorish Yuso. Whatever that perfect being, or as close to perfection as possible, has achieved. It's like saying, if someone achieves a certain level, so Hashem said, okay, now your descendants, just like Adam's descendants, Kodem Achet, were going to be many perfect Adam Arishons. After the Chet, no more. And now Hashem's waiting for a person to emerge who will reestablish what we'll call perfection, but we know it's an Olam Haba track. For him and his descendants. So, Yazman Hazer, the window of opportunity that Hashem decides how many years he's going to, May Adam Arishon Azman HaPlaga. That's Dor HaPlaga. That's what the Ramchal says. That's what he tells us. V'nei kol also Hazman L'chodlu Tzadikim Dorshin HaEmes L'Rabim. There were teachers of the truth of Hashem to the people. Kigon Chanoch, Musu Shelach, Shem Va'ever. Why he doesn't say, and why weren't they Avram Avinu? Like, why didn't it become Musu Shelach and his children? Why not Chanoch and his children? Why not Shem Va'ever and their children? He doesn't say here why. He calls them Tzadikim, though, and calls them Dorshim Ha'emes L'Rabim. They would teach about Hashem. Umazir Moshe, they would exhort all of humanity, Shiasaknu Asatzmam, No, let's go. We'll say, you know. The chivin should have smaller souls from Shalabrios, but they didn't listen, so the basket got full. That's Chazal's way of saying Hashem. You say, you know, well, we say, I've had it up to here. That's what Hashem says, the basket's full. I've had it up to here. Kind of Isman Hafloga, Shafat Bemidus Mishpote, Yisbarach Shemo. And now we're going to have 70 nations, and that's it. You're set. And these are the nations and their descendants, and then there's whatever the 70 nations are. Yeah, they're listed in Brachos. We don't know. Now there's too many nations. Everybody wants their own flag. But there's 70 Sharoshim, the 70 roots in the world, 70 Sorim and Shemayim. And, you know, we know, you know, probably Germany's a nation. You know, and then there's all the nations in the world that are listed in Brachos. 70. That's the end of the hishtadlus of being roots to the rest of history of mankind. And that ends that tekufa in history, the tekufa of sharoshim, of roots. Sheyikvu masharoi likboa bevechinas hasharoshim. Whatever you've accomplished in terms of national characteristics, and whether it's midos or characteristics or chokhma or whatever the case may be, so there's 70 sharoshim and their descendants are going to have the basic characteristics of the root. V'oz hishgiach. Now he describes what I just said. And all of mankind. And there were 70 of them. So they became roots to what they spawned, their descendants. That's it. The way they are. Let's say African countries, Germany, whatever, you know, Edom. Let's say Edom was a Malucha, Esav, Edom. So whatever they were then, whether they were bloodthirsty or they were brave or kind or intellectual, whatever midos they had, when you read this from Chal, you're not bothered anymore that I don't know if you ever are, maybe I shouldn't raise the issue, but every once in a while someone says, you know, what's the justification of destroying Amalek and destroying the babies in the crib and destroying everybody? What's the justification? But when you read the Ramchal, you realize that there is such a thing called a nation. And the nation has certain innate tendencies and characteristics, and that carries forth its descendants. So it's like, you know, if in the physical world, if a nation has a gene that's flawed, and it produces, you know, physically or mentally flawed descendants, because that gene is now messed up, that we cannot, this is something we can relate to. That's the only reason I give it as an example. We could see that, you know, if there's a messed up gene of the, how many genes a person has, or chromosomes and genes and the DNA and whatever, and like everything is, so, and that carries through for generations. The Dori Shoram test, you know, doesn't always work. Let's say all the descendants of the person would have that, would be missing a gene. So we think of that. So we say it's Rachmanus. But if there's a spiritual gene missing, and Hashem says this nation has to be destroyed, and you say, well, why kill the babies? You realize that where Ubiyarta Haromi Kirbecha doesn't always have to be a punishment. It's a certain reality, and we want to rid the earth of negativity, of negative influences. When you read this from Derech Hashem here, so you see that Or HaFloga really, Or HaFloga was a watershed moment in history. wasn't just, you know, we read it as a story, a nice story, everybody talked English, of course, and then and then they got spread out over the world, and they started talking French, and it's a cute story, but learning Ramchal is much heavier than that. Hashem then said, this is it. What you are, these are now the roots of all of mankind. And that's counted out as the 70 nations, that's counted out in Chumash. And now he's going to go on to say, and Avram Avinu was there. Avram Avinu becomes the father of the Jewish people with a DNA that puts us on a path to Olam Haba.
Okay, but the next paragraph he says that those other nations still have free will and they can become converts.
Well, first of all, who gave me permission to peek ahead?
But they have free will.
Second of all, what's wrong? That's what he says. That's a beautiful thought. He says, don't think that Hashem is actually condemning them to purgatory with no hope of salvation. Everybody will have the ability, even Amalek will have the ability. We accept Gerim from Amalek. Everybody has free will, and if they could manage to break through all of this garbage, all of this negativity, and they want to, and they want to, what?
But
well, they're not going to become Gerim after. It's an exception, it's not a rule. We have nothing to be ashamed of. Rush is the mother of Mashiach. We discourage Gerim, but we accept them. And if someone wants to be adopted by Avraham Avinu, so to speak, conceptually, he says, I don't like the way I was born. I want to be adopted into Avraham's family. Hashem doesn't shut anyone out.
But we should destroy them when they have it, and then we're destroying their ability to exercise free will.
Them becoming... exception is not even the right word. It's like, it's superhuman. So if they have a chance to do it, they have a chance to do it. We don't assume it's going to be done. It's not like 50% of the world became Gerim, you know. And the damage they do, that is Vaday. So yeah, if someone wants to take upon themselves to save an Amaleki baby and make a Ger out of him, I'm not finishing the sentence the way you want. He'll be doing a terrible Aveira. That's what Shaul did. And look what happened. Haman got born. That's what Shaul did. He said, I'm going to save one person, and who knows what it'll be. It's not for us to make such cheshbonos. So, anyway, so Dor HaFlogel was really a momentous point in history. This is now going to be their descendants. Whatever characteristic is now hukpah, you know, you have a siren shamayim, you're given a national characteristic, a national flag, maybe they give you an anthem, a theme song, you know. There's a certain objective characteristic to the Umos Olam. You know, now, you know, the world is very, it's a polyglot of people. America's also melting pot. I'm sure America's not one of the 70 nations. America's a challenge, right? So, okay, they have their place in history too, but they're not one of the 70 nations, I'm sure. Choshur haminim shebebrios, you have, again, think of the physical bria. You have apple trees and pear trees and orange trees, and then someone can come along and graft. It's also, but they can graft a plum tree into a peach tree and produce a new mint, but it's not one of the 70. Their characteristics, their nature, their midos, their basic midos, national traits, like anything else in the world, in plant life or in animals. So humankind is the same way. But they're all not on the path to Olam Haba. Nobody of those 70 nations that he's speaking of, he didn't get up to Avram yet. So no one of those 70 nations broke through to achieve the level of perfection which would put them on the pathway to Olam Haba. The lower human condition of Adam Rishon post chait, Shigila Adam Rishon v'toldoso v'neha chait, v'lo gevohim izeh klal. Avram levado, Avram. We don't even know why. We don't even know what he did. And as I said, the Ramchal happens to mention the tzaddikim who taught about Hashem to the world, Chanoch, Mesushelach, Shem v'Eiver. And so like, why didn't they become Avram Avinu? I don't know. But, I mean, Avram Avinu did come from Eiver, right? He's from Eiver. That was his root, was Eiver. And Eber gave birth to Avram Avinu came from Eber. Avram levado nivcha b'maasov v'nesalov v'nikvali os ilon b'ula v'yokar, a precious and special and beautiful tree, k'fi mitzias anushius madregoso el yona, the higher level of humankind. But again, I mean, I see even the Mefarish on the bottom says, like, Odom Arishon was me'achet, but I don't see how you can say that. Because it wasn't that way yet. Again, it's close to that when you say Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chayel Golam Abba. That means they're innately perfect, and you just got to get rid of a few smidgens of dirt. But you can't say it became Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. It wasn't. There was still death in the world. It was still B'zayas Apecha Toch Alechem. There was still physical. Not that the physical became very, very spiritual. There was still regular physical. Okay, v'nitan olahosi anof of kvichuko, and he ready to give birth to descendants who would be on this higher level. As I say, the categorization of the world is domain, someach, chai, medaber, non-Jew, medaber, Jew. It's a different species. Lazdas chalek olam l'shivim umos, the 70 nations, kalachos mehem b'madrega yedua, each of them on a specific level, Avul Kulon, but all of them, except for one, the Bechinas Anushios B'Shifluso, the lower level, the Yisrael B'Bechinas Anushios B'Iluyo, and Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people who are the descendants of Avram. It's all about Avram Avinu. It's all about Avram. The chosen people are not really the chosen people. They're descendants of the chosen one. And the chosen one is Avram Avinu. And we're his descendants. So we became the chosen people. But Hashem didn't choose us. Hashem chose Avram. And his descendants became the descendants of him, of who he was. And we're also, we're riding on his coattails when we say, Kol Yisrael Yeshu Chayv Olam Abba. V'nei Achar Inyan Zeh, that closed that tekufa in history. Nistam Shar Hasharoshim. Close the gates. Wham. That's it. No more roots will be formed. Now everything is branches. V'hitzchal ha-gilgul v'hanhoga ba'anofim. In branches. Kalecha lufi inyono. Again, everything. There's a lot of some limitless amounts of aspects of the world, of things that have to be accomplished, of roles to play, of tikkunim to make. And every branch also has its role as a branch to complete its tikkun. And remember, every single person has his tikkun to make. That's what we learned about in Paragimel, that each person that's born has a specific role to play and a tikkun to make. It looks like history is a smooth flow. It doesn't look like anything changed, really. No fundamental change, but it's not so. It's not like that. That was determining the roots of mankind, and that's when the 70 nations were determined. וכשהגיע קץ זמן זה, נקבע הדבר כפי המשפט, that's it, ויזכו זמן אחר, שהוא זמן הענופן, now is going to come the branches. And they're going to be, again, each nation is a descendant of the leader of the nation, who was chosen over there at the time of the, that the 70 nations were hooked by, were established. Umirov Tuva Lachazda Yisbarach Shemo, because Hashem is so kind, and he's kind to all. You have a question?
I'm sorry.
Well, you might as well ask it now.
So, how does it work with Ishmael?
Ishmael is Ishmael. What do you mean?
Is the same genetic makeup?
No, yeah, but he fell off. That's what Hashem said. Ki b'yitzchak yikore l'chazera. That's what Hashem said. That the true branch of Avram, see, Avram had, he was born to Hagar. So it wasn't pure Avram. Pure Avram, when you talk about a shidduch, and you talk about one soul, so that was Avram and Sarah. Hagar was, again, we're not going to go into that, why that happened that way. But there's Kabbalistic reasons, it drew away whatever impurities were still in Avram, but because it wasn't Avram and Sarah. And the same with, you know, and Yitzchak had Esav. Esav is a more difficult philosophically to understand, because it was also a product of Yitzchak and Rivka. But still, apparently, there still had to be, there were defects to have, that gave birth, so to speak, to Esav. So, Umirov Tuva V'chasli's Baruch Shemayit is what Mrs. Noel peaked at, paragraph 4, because Hashem is so is kind, and Gozar V'nosan Makam Afilu La'anfei Shor Ha'umos, anybody, any branch, Shebibichirasam, can choose to break through. You know, you have, it's a tremendously uphill battle. You're going against your nature, you're going against your heritage, you're going against everything you were brought up that's correct and right, and somehow there has to be some cheshbon, because you see many, most Geirim have had some moment when they, you know, they didn't just have a dream and wake up from a dream. They met someone or they were inspired by something. I mean, so who gets that opportunity? So there had to be, somebody had to do something right to be given even the opportunity to become Jewish. Anyway, but Hashem made a system of Geirus. Anybody who wants to could be adopted, and that's what we have to think of it. It's Avram and his descendants. Then there's legal adoption. And Geirim are adopted by Avram Avinu. That's what it is. You're uprooting yourself from the tree. It's like a branch uproots itself from its tree and walks over to another tree and says, hey, I want to be part of you. I don't like where I was. And Hashem, they say, but that's impossible. That's a biological impossibility. So no, this is why he gave him, again I'll use this lashon, I think it's a beautiful, correct lashon, he gave him the ability to adopt children and to have them be his legal children, not his biological children, but that's what adoption is. There's a system where you legally, and you're the father, you're totally, if you adopt, you're totally responsible for the child as if it's your own child in every which way. But it's not your biological child. So Hashem made Avram Av L'Geirim, V'Amalo V'Nivruchu B'chol Kol Mishpacho So Adoma. This is very strange. I wonder why he says that pasuk, not when his name became Avraham instead of Avram, because that's Av Hamon Goyim instead of Av L'Aram. So, I don't know, it's very interesting that he picks that pasuk to bring, because usually the Gemara brings the pasuk of the name changed to Avraham, and Av Hamon Goyim, the father of many nations. V'ulam and lo yishtav l'bazeh, but if they don't make this supreme breakthrough effort, so yisharu tachas ilon noseihem, asher roshim, they'll remain by their roots, kefi inyanam hativi, their natural teva, which is not the path to Olam Haba, which is deeply flawed, flawed like the Marishon Achar HaChet, with no pathway to reverse that. Okay, so next time we'll start paragraph A. Yeah.
So when somebody from another nation converts, I've heard something like they get it, like a convert gets a new soul. Do they get new spiritual genetics, or do they keep their old spiritual genetics?
No, I assume they get new spiritual genetics.
So they're not really like an adoptee then, because they get. It's not.
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's just, they're still not, they don't have it biologically, right? They have it legally. So to me, it's like legally instead of biologically. So they have all the benefits of being Jewish, but it's a legalism. It's not naturally. That's why you want to know, Geirim are excluded from certain things in Klal Yisrael. We don't make believe they're natural Jews.